one of the guys that has just had one of the most full trophy cases in baseball history. A generational player. We may never see anything like him. And for me, I simply want to say thank you, because I joke about this a lot. The Mariners have been bad most of my life. Since 2001, Ichiro's rookie year, they have not made the playoffs since. Ichiro is 44 years old. They haven't made the playoffs since he was 27. The longest drought in the four major sports. They have not only been bad, they've been horrible for a lot of those years. And the years when they had Ichiro, they were awful too. Except for the one year they made the playoffs in 01, they were pretty bad a lot of those times too. And when you're a guy who was 15 years old and 17 years old, and we bought the MLB Extra Innings package, and I would stay up till 1 in the morning to watch the Mariners lose more often than not, Ichiro was sometimes the only reason to keep watching. And Ichiro never struck the chord with me that Ken Griffey Jr. did, because Griffey, I saw him play in person. I saw him when I was younger, and when it was more formative for me. His highlight, he had that personality where you could connect with him. Ichiro was sheltered. He never let you in, so therefore I never super attached to him. But I recognize how special he is, how special he was, and I recognize that for me, for a decade that is really the lost years of Mariners baseball, he was the only reason to watch. Him and Felix Hernandez were it. They were definitely the only two reasons to watch. And more often than not, Ichiro was it. And I'll never forget it, though. It was early in Ichiro's career. It was probably about 2002 or 3. And my dad and I went to Yankee Stadium, and the Mariners were playing, and there was a Japanese tour bus there to watch Ichiro. And there were we were right next to him, and there was this whole crowd of Japanese people, and they would scream, "Case, Fa, Ichiro," every time. And I think it was probably "Let's go, Ichiro," is my guess. I don't know, but that's my guess. And I'll never forget that. And that's something that my dad and I joke about this day. So, to this day. So, thank you to Ichiro for making the Mariners watchable for a decade. Thank you for the accomplishments that you had. Thank you for, I mean, it was a gift to watch him hit. And thank you to that lifelong memory now that I have with my dad. And I appreciate that, and I love that memory, and I love that game, and I'll never forget that game solely because of that. I don't remember if the Mariners won or lost. I don't remember who pitched. I don't remember if Ichiro had a hit. But I remember that Japanese tour bus, every time he came to the plate, screaming, "Case Fa Ichiro," and that's now a lifelong memory that I have with my dad, and I appreciate that. And then, you know, you think about it, and for a decade, Ichiro was the only guy I would trust in a late-game situation. He's the only guy that I would trust in a clutch situation, because I knew he wasn't going to strike out. I knew he was, I don't know if he was going to get a hit, but I knew he was going to make the pitcher work for it. And that, to me, gave me confidence as a fan, even in all his downtrodden years. So it's ironic that last night I'm watching the Mariners and the A's, and the Mariners blew that game six ways to Sunday, but they lose 3-2. And they've got runners at first and second with one out in the ninth, and Ichiro comes to the plate, and he struck out, and he was overwhelmed on a fastball. And it's ironic to me that for all those years, he's the only guy I wanted up. And then yesterday, he was probably the guy I wanted up the least in that situation. You've just seen it this year that he's not the same. And it hurts to see that when the legends become not the same. I remember when I realized it about Griffey, got used as a pinch hitter for the White Sox, and he got blown away with 3 93-mile-an-hour fastballs of Tampa Bay in an AL wildcard game. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was painful. And I just was sad yesterday. I was hoping so much for Ichiro to get that game-winning hit yesterday, or a game-tying hit. It just didn't happen. It just made me sad. So I'm happy if he does retire that I got to see him for a decade in Seattle, plus a little bit more this year. I appreciate the good memories. I appreciate the memory he gave me with my dad. And he's truly a player that we'll never see again. We will never see a player like Ichiro again. Champlain Valley Game.